potentially beautiful, critically important place. You are the caretaker of the single most important environment in the lives of your children. You are an atmosphere. And I have a poem from Gerard Manley Hopkins, and if you don't already love his poems, they bear a lot more study than I'm going to give. I'm going to read an excerpt from his poem, The Blessed Virgin Compared to the Air We Breathe. I say that we are wound with mercy, round and round, as if with air. The same is Mary, more by name. She, wild web, wondrous robe, mantles the guilty globe, since God has let dispense her prayers, his providence. Nay, more than almoner, the sweet alms self is her, and men are meant to share her life, as life does air. That's a long poem and one worth just dwelling in for a long time. But it's that image of Mary as the atmosphere that reminded me I was an atmosphere, solved a lot of problems. What is an atmosphere? It's a way, it's a means through which. And in our Protestantized culture, you may not realize you're kind of influenced by sometimes a Protestant atmosphere in the world around you. There tends to be a demeaning of means. In the Catholic world, we've got lots of means. We've got tables full of means. We've got sacraments full of means. God has worked in this world.